Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Heath Owens is here. Heath is a new friend. He's the owner and the founder of Village Facility Services, a maintenance service company for helping his customers keep their maintenance, mostly maintenance, some janitorial, in the panhandle of Florida, keeping their properties up to date. And he's got a great American entrepreneurial success story. We've asked him to join us and tell us about it. Heath Owens, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. So, Heath, one of the things that I've been telling my audience for a long time is how the small business sector got kicked into high gear in the last 30 years. And change morphed into a quite a bit different kind of a sector than it was, say, 50 years ago, when most small businesses were backwater retail type businesses. And that's when big companies downsized their workforce to the point where at one point in time, if you saw maintenance being done on a property, it was an employee doing it. Well, they laid all those folks off, and of course the maintenance still had to be done, which led to the ability for somebody like you to create a business to come in there and fulfill those services. And that has grown the small business sector significantly over the last 30 years. What do you think?
Yeah, when I first started, I worked for a landscape company, for a major landscape company, and I happened to be on a property one day, and they were looking for someone to haul trash. And so I said I could do that, jumped in with both feet, kept my job, did that job at night, worked about 2 years, I had a day off, and finally grew it into, we did a little janitorial after that, and grew it into where I could quit my other job after I'd saved up money, of course.
Right.
And we were in the trash business. So the trash business led to basically jobs no one wanted to do. And we just grew from there. The corporate world looked down on it a little bit.
Yeah.
There was a niche. There was a gap, if you will.
There you
and
go.
We filled the gap. Now, when I first started, there was me, and then we had a couple more, and then a couple more, and we grew to about 25 employees. I was working 80 hours a week, you know, filling. If someone didn't show up, I filled their spot.
So you were working half days, and you could pick whichever 12 hours you wanted, right?
Exactly. Exactly right. And I got a day off every third Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Whether you needed it or not, right?
Whether I needed it or not, I'd take every third Sunday off.
Yeah. So you started your – so how what was going on in your life when you took that extra trash-hauling job on 14 or so years ago? What was happening in your life, in the Heath Owens life, the family, that kind of thing? What was going on?
Yeah. Well, I just got married, and honestly, it seemed like a great idea, as all great ideas seem like in the first 3 months. But after about 90 to 120 days, my wife kind of got tired of not seeing me. and then when I quit my other job and took on my company full time, it didn't change. As many people know who start a business, they think they're going to start it and work for themselves. And it just it's more they're working themselves than for themselves. And so, it was tough. It was tough on the home life because, you know, again, you're working for major corporations, and pay doesn't always come at the end of the week. Everybody else has got to get paid before you do. Cash flow is always
right.
A problem, especially when you're in that 1 to 25 employee range.
So how many times in a year did you give everybody else a paycheck but you didn't get one?
The first few years, it seemed like every other month.
Yeah.
It really did. And the problem with not doing that is when you finally do get a paycheck, you're just paying in arrears.
Right.
It's not like you get anything, you know.
Right. It's hard to get caught up in it.
It is. It absolutely is. I mean, you know, then you start robbing Peter to pay Paul, and your credit goes down. All the things that you need in life that you built working for somebody else suffers for it for a time.
This is what I mean, Heath, when I tell people who are thinking about starting a business. This is what I mean when I tell them it's not for everybody. If you can't handle
it, for the faint of heart.
Folks, if you can't handle, if you can't deal with the things that Heath is talking about, you need to be sure to clock in tomorrow. What do you think, Heath?
Absolutely. You know, and there's no shame in not owning a business. As a matter of fact, I mean, when you leave the business, you get to go home. And there's a lot. You can't buy that experience, which is, you know, right. we've changed all that now. Like I told you, I just got back from a long trip. So the ability to do things now, one day once you get over the hurdle, you have more ability than you do working for someone.
When you get over the hump and you can and you're working more on your business and a little bit less in your business, it takes a while. It's taken you a decade. At least, sometimes it takes people a little less, sometimes it takes more. I've been there, done that myself. When you get over the hump, then things get a little bit more fun. But when you look back on those tough days, I've never looked back on those tough days with any kind of regret or anger or sadness. I actually look back on those days and I have a lot of pride. What do you think, Heath?
I have a ton of pride. I really do. The only thing that I would have changed is that I would have started treating my employees like partners and team members earlier, so mm-hmm. I could have freed up my life instead of treating them like someone who trades time for money.
You're talking about delegating, right?
Yeah, not dirty delegating. I'm talking about delegating, and if it's wrong, talking about why it's wrong instead of jumping up and down, you know, yelling at people because they didn't do it the way you did it. Well, guess what? It's not their business. They're never going to do it the way you do it.
Well, the way you do it, Heath, and the way I did it was perfect. When we do it, it's perfect because it's exactly how we want it. But when they do it, it's not. It can be excellent, but it can't be perfect. And you know what? You can grow a business on excellence, can't you?
You certainly can. You certainly can, to a point. But what will get you here won't get you there, so to speak. It's hard to have 100 employees the same way you had 25 employees.
What is the – so now how many employees you got now?
We have a little over 100.
Yeah. And how many customers?
We only have about 30 customers. We manage resorts, and so each resort will have, you know, 10 to 15 to 20 people on it. Some of them will have two or three.
Right. And these are major corporations, some of them that you're dealing with?
Most all of them are, yeah. We deal with major corporations.
And that's another discipline in itself, folks, dealing with major corporations, how they work, what they expect of you, and how they pay you, right, Heath?
That is absolutely correct. But one of the things, I mean, the back...
Hold on to that thought. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, I'm going to let you tell us some more stuff, and I'm going to ask Heath, what mistakes did he make that he would like for you to know about so you don't make those yourself? It's 20 after. Heath Owens is our guest, and his company is called Village Facility Services.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.